yo creo que la migración es más una alternativa que una situación de victimización. Yo creo que no hay mucha diferencia entre el campesino que decide subirse a las montañas, unirse a un movimiento guerrillero, y el trabajador urbano que decide dejar su país para ir a otro país a buscar una situación económica mejor. I think there is, in terms of a migration, it is more as a political, social, political, economical alternative than as a negative end in the life of the community, with its own pains, however. I mean, I think there is no difference between a peasant in Nicaragua who decides to go to the jungle and join the guerrillas, and an urban worker in Mexico City who decides to go to the United States and become an immigrant to support his family. The choices and decisions that are made are painful, but at the same time are in the search for an alternative. And that's something that we need to pay attention to when we talk about globalization, because really what's happening is the forces out there, the state, the governments, and these larger institutions are trying to block that kind of migration. Why? Because there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of push to cross those borders by the workers, by the business, by all these communities. And I wonder if in these struggles in Europe, people are missing that element. People are missing the fact that migrants are taking action and pushing forward, pushing those borders, pushing those limits, pushing those boundaries. And we're not seeing the power and the force that is behind that. And when we're trying to protect them by saying, oh, you need these rights, you need these papers and all this stuff, we're missing the fact that they're already there, they're already producers, they're already paying taxes, they're already engaged in the system. Whether it's recognized or not by the system, they're there and they're doing something. And I wonder if what we're missing is that impact in this process. You were talking earlier about, for example, the home care workers and how some funny solidarity developed there. And I wonder if in that light you can talk a little bit about that.
If you talk about they're the one who go to the guerrilla and the one who go to sell their body for work or something like that and to go for migration, this is a very wide dispense, and from the perspective of the German situation, is like these are the big fights, and for Germany you have to start from a very, very low level. So you have very individualized things. You have a history of migration that's working in another context. That started with this kind of Gastarbeiter. I mean, if you start in the middle of the 20th century, and then you have this very, very close connection between the state politics and the migration, and it's in another kind regulated than in the United States. So you don't find what you make the image of Los Angeles, this kind of street vendors, this kind of self-organization, this kind of community politics. And if you ask me a question like this and I give you an answer, it looks like nothing happens in Germany. But that's not true, because there are happening other things. So the struggle is going on another level and with other facilities or moments where it's going on. That's my problem.
Sí, pero, that's why it's difficult to answer. Pero yo me pregunto si no son las dos cosas y realmente encuentras semillas de lo que estoy hablando en Alemania más las otras cosas de las que estás hablando. But I wonder also if it's not both things. I think the struggles of the immigrants in the United States started just like you're talking about. You have the guest worker programs. You have the crossing of borders, colonization, and all sorts of things. But I think when we look at that history, when we look at the history of these movements, we tend to ignore those things, and we're trying to look for these big victories that you're saying that I'm talking about. But I think I know from hearing you when I was in Germany that some of these elements are already there, you know, like the people on the train stations trying to open up their space, like the people, the Polish workers realizing that there is an exploitation relationship with the other Polish citizens. So those consciousness, those moments of consciousness, those moments of action have a cumulative effect. The problem is when we ignore them and we don't add them to the history of the world. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you see a problem with that, with not trying to pay attention? There is no difference between three-day laborers in a corner trying to figure out how to survive 20 years ago and the people that you're talking about in Germany, I think.
There's no difference, you think?
I don't think there's a difference, because 20 years ago, these day laborers had the problem and the fear that the immigration police was going to come after them. That was a constant fear in Los Angeles 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. Being on a street corner looking for a job, it wasn't just fear of the police. It was also fear of the immigration agents. Selling stuff on the street wasn't just a question of, it was a question of being deported. And not just being deported back to your own country, but being deported to a country where you could be murdered. The first Salvadorans who came here, they didn't even know they were refugees. But here they are, 30 years later, supporting the economy of their own country.
Ich versuche mal auf Deutsch zu antworten und es dann auf Englisch zu übersetzen. Das, ich denke schon, dass es einen großen Unterschied gibt, weil ich denke, dass es einen sehr großen Unterschied ausmacht, dass eben die Migration nach Deutschland in sehr großen Teilen als Gastarbeitermigration stattgefunden hat. Das heißt, Deutschland hat angeworben in diesen Ländern und hat in der Vorstellung, also der deutsche Staat in der Vorstellung, dass es möglich ist, Leute für 2 oder 3 Jahre oder auch für 5 Jahre ins Land zu holen und wenn die Wirtschaft es nicht mehr braucht, sie dann sozusagen wieder zurückzuschicken, in der Vorstellung die Migrantin begrüßt. Aber eben nicht als Migrantinnen, sondern als, wie das damals genannt wurde, Gäste. Und in dem Moment, wo die Entscheidung da war, der Zuzug wird beendet, war es auf der Seite der Migrantin zu sehen, wie sie ihren Aufenthalt legalisieren können bzw. ausweiten können. Und das ist eine ganz andere Logik, als innerhalb der Vereinigten Staaten in ein Land zu gehen, das an sich schon von der Geschichte her sich selber als Einwanderungsland generiert, zugleich aber dort sozusagen schon illegal einzuwandern. Es ist eine ganz andere soziale Situation, es ist eine ganz andere Situation auf dem Arbeitsmarkt und es gebiert andere Formen von Widersprüchen und auch von Kämpfen.